From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. An international tribunal in The Hague Tuesday rejected China's claim of sovereignty over most of the South China Sea and ruled it violated the maritime rights of the Philippines. The long-anticipated landmark ruling resulted in a sharp response from Beijing, which refused to take part and warned it would not recognize. China's ambassador to Washington, Sui Tian Kai, said in warned that the ruling will disincentivize negotiation and intensify conflict.
The proceedings will probably do a great deal of damage to the efforts by the members of the international community to engage in negotiations and consultation for settlement of any possible disputes.
But he said Beijing remains committed to negotiation with other parties over the matter. In Manila, Philippine Foreign Secretary Perfecto Yasay called it a milestone ruling.
We call on those concerned to exercise restraint and sobriety. The Philippines strongly affirms its respect for this milestone decision.
And President Rodrigo Duterte called for bilateral negotiations to resolve the matter. Tuesday's ruling addressed a complaint brought by Manila 3 years ago, accusing Beijing of violating the UN Convention on the Law of the Seas, with its actions on the Scarborough Shoal, a reef located off the Philippine coast. The UN has warned of severe acute malnutrition and famine-like conditions across Nigeria's northeastern Borno state, affecting displacement camps housing tens of thousands of refugees who fled Boko Haram violence. The camps described as hard to reach and insecure. An appeal has been issued for more than $200 million in funds over the next 10 weeks. This is VOA News. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, said Tuesday that President Obama has given him greater freedom to strike out at the Taliban under new rules of engagement announced during a visit by Defense Secretary Ashton Carter.
Previously, General Nicholson's authorities were that when or if Afghan security forces found themselves in a difficult situation, then they could call their American counterparts and their American counterparts could come and go shoulder to shoulder with them and help. It obviously, to me, makes a lot more sense to be doing it the way we're doing it now.
U.S. troops will be able to accompany and enable their Afghan counterparts confronting Taliban threats through the use of engineers, electronic warfare specialists, and allow for greater use of U.S. air power. Last week, President Obama announced he was slowing the withdrawal rate of U.S. troops. Instead of drawing down to 5,500 troops by year's end, 8,400 will remain in Afghanistan through his presidency in January. A fragile ceasefire called by rebel leaders held tentatively Tuesday in South Sudan's capital, Juba, after 5 days of artillery and small arms fire that left hundreds dead and displaced tens of thousands. The truce called Monday by both President Salva Kiir and his longtime rival, First Vice President Riek Machar, after forces loyal to both used anti-aircraft guns, attack helicopters, and tanks against each other. Michael Makwe is the country's information minister.
All the commanders of these forces are hereby directed to cease any hostility and abide by this order, control their forces, and protect the civil population and their property.
The violence raised fears the country, just 5 years old, was slipping back into civil war. President Obama Tuesday took part in an interfaith service to honor five policemen killed last week in Dallas, Texas, by a lone sniper.
We're here to honor the memory and mourn the loss of five fellow Americans, to grieve with their loved ones, to support this community, to pray for the wounded, and to try and find some meaning amidst our sorrow.
The attack was carried out by a slain Black Army veteran who claimed he was out to kill white people following the police killings of two Black men in Louisiana and Minnesota. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi called an emergency cabinet meeting Tuesday over recent violence in Kashmir, sparked by a killing of a Muslim rebel leader last week. Nearly 30 have been killed, hundreds wounded. Peace talks in Tanzania to resolve Burundi's political dispute stalled, with both sides electing not to take part. Members of the opposition oppose the presence of Burundians accused of human rights abuses, while the government rejects the presence of leading opposition and civil society figures. Asian markets continue to rally this week as prospects for solid U.S. economic growth continue. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.